Now, Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide991.com.
.736 here on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide991.com as the Yellowhammer State braces for the winter storm that's supposed to hit today, calling for 2 to 4 inches down in South Alabama. That will shut it down for at least a month.
That's blizzard-like conditions. All about perspective, isn't it?
At least a month. Joining us now on the phone lines, national championship winning quarterback, 2009 national championship team here at Alabama, Greg McElroy. G Mac, what's he say, man?
What's going on, B? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, brother. Where in the world are you calling in from? I know that the offseason, obviously you guys didn't make it to the Super Bowl this year, but offseason can be quite some travel time for a professional athlete.
Well, I'm actually calling in from Birmingham, and I'm like nervous wreck. I got a flight this morning heading back to Dallas, and if this snow, like you said, if it snows a quarter of an inch, we're all toast. It's not going to be good, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed. The snow holds off until after 10:20.
I hear you.
We'll see what happens.
Better go get you some bread and milk, though, just in case, Greg.
Yeah, can you travel? Can you travel with bread and milk?
I don't think so. The bread is there's no way that's getting through security, and I think you can't take liquids in the field, so I could be in trouble.
Visiting with former Alabama quarterback Greg McElroy. Greg, for those who haven't kept up with you within the last year, kind of tell us where you've been within the last 365. I know that you're with the Cincinnati Bengals this year, but kind of tell us how you got there via New York Jets.
Well, I started the year in New York. I was with them all throughout camp. Banged up my knee in the first preseason game, so it kind of limited what I could do during training camp, and they decided to go a different direction at the end of camp. I was picked up by Cincinnati right after that and spent the year with them, so it was a fun time. Learning experience made you appreciate everything, but it ended up working out. Unfortunately, we came up a little bit short of our goals this year, but we're looking forward to getting back and keep going for it.
What was it like sharing the locker room with James Harrison?
Oh, he's awesome, man. I mean, he's a great guy, great teammate. He's really, even for a guy that you're in the same locker room with or with every day, he's still just really intimidating. I mean, I don't know what it is. But I grew up watching him, grew up watching him playing. And still, I think that touchdown that he had in the Super Bowl against the Cardinals where he took it all the way back 99 yards, still one of the most incredible plays I've ever seen. But he's a great teammate. And he plays the game with a passion that you try to emulate. And there's a reason why he's had so much success over the course of his career.
Greg, as you look forward to this upcoming season, what's in store for Greg? Do you feel like you're going to get a chance to compete in terms of for the position this upcoming camp?
Oh, no. Andy's the guy. I mean, we all know that. And Andy's a great player. He had a great year this year, set some personal highs. And it was really fun to watch and be a part of. So my goal is just to go in and just try to compete for the two job and just try to be prepared. You never know how many reps you're going to get or how things are going to shake out, but just be as prepared as you possibly can. Just make sure you're in great shape and do your best to try to put your best foot forward during training camp.
Speaking with Greg McElroy of the Cincinnati Bengals and talking about quarterbacks, to me, it's one of those positions that's really tough in terms of not being the man. Because you have to prepare in such a way that you're the man and don't know when that moment's going to come. Alabama finds himself in a unique situation, Greg, where we're trying to get that quarterback to come in and start, and you were in that situation. What are the guys doing right now to prepare to fight for the starting position to lead Alabama?
Well, this preparation's been going on for a long time, and I know – when I was going and playing and when I knew I was going to get my opportunity to compete for the starting job, I just wanted to, I emulated John Parker. I tried to watch John Parker Wilson every day in practice, tried to see exactly how he handled himself. And I was real fortunate to have a great mentor and be able to watch him and learn from him. And, And these guys that are on the team now that'll be competing for it had a great mentor in AJ. So, you know, I think these guys will be prepared. They've seen how it's supposed to be done, and I think they'll be ready to go. And obviously, they got a great team around them that's going to help them out along the way and ease the learning curve a little bit. So, I'm looking forward to seeing how they do and see who rises up and grabs hold of the job.
Yeah, Greg, and it helped you out a lot having a great fullback, too. That was one of the big parts.
Don't
for
forget
you.
That.
No.
Yeah, no question.
I'm joking
sure.
with you. Hey, Greg, what's your thoughts on the Lane Kiffin hire?
Well, I think it's great, honestly. I mean, I couldn't be happier. I mean, when I first found out about it, Barron, you know how it is. I mean, I was shocked because I feel like Coach Saban doesn't necessarily always have a bunch of big-name assistant coaches, you know, but he likes to develop his guys. But Lane comes in with a great background, with a great, you know, with having done a lot of great things, been a head coach in the NFL, head coach in college, and had success at every level. So, you know, I was really excited about it. This is a guy that obviously is a tremendous football mind, and, you know, he's looking to reestablish himself as one of the better coaches in the country. And, you know, he's very much capable of that. I think it's going to be a great working relationship between Coach Saban and Lane.
Visiting with national championship winning quarterback Greg McElroy, quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Greg, lots been made about juniors coming out early into the NFL draft, and the I guess marketing ploy that agents are using is you'll get into that second contract quicker. Being in professional athletics now, do you see that this three and done trend that's setting here in college football affecting the overall product of not only the NFL but college?
Well, I understand exactly why a lot of the guys are leaving early. With the way the new CBA structured rookie contracts and really limited the amount of pay that you were making on the first contract. Now, granted, when I say limited, that's all relative sense, because
right.
When Sam Bradford came out, he's making $50 million guaranteed, and I think his deal was somewhere in the ballpark of $25 million guaranteed, which is still a humongous number.
Yeah,
but you know, it's unbelievable though. I think it really just has put more of an emphasis on getting to that second contract, and I think that's kind of the goal now. But it also worries me because I feel like the NFL can be so difficult that if these kids aren't ready to go in, I mean, a lot of them are. I mean, it's not, the transition isn't too different, but you know, I just would be afraid if they might get weeded out or if something bad might have happened and they would have left school without a degree. And I talked to a bunch of high school kids last night, and really, the biggest thing is just having that degree. And if you have that, then if you want to leave after 4 years, as long as you have your degree, then I would have no problem with that. But I'd like to see, if possible, to make the requirement to leave for school to have your degree not necessarily be 3 years out of high school, not necessarily be 4 years out of high school, however long it may be. If you've graduated from college, then you should be eligible for the NFL draft. And, you know, I don't know if that will ever be put into place, but I'd like to see it. I think it'd be beneficial to not only the players, but the universities and the NFL itself.
Are you a fan of the Super Bowl being played outside in cold weather?
Well, I think it's going to – well, I think New York is one of the greatest cities in America. I really do. And I think, you know, it offers a lot from the NFL standpoint. It's right in the NFL's backyard with them being based at 180 Park. And, you know, I think it's going to be really a great event, honestly. I think football is meant to be played in all sorts of weather. I'm telling you the truth. You see what happened the one game this year when there were record lows all across the country. And you see a game between, you know, the Miami Dolphins and Pittsburgh Steelers. There's 6 inches of snow on the ground. And, I mean, it was unbelievable. And then we actually set records for points scored that week in the NFL. So it, you know, you never know how things are going to unfold, but I really think it's great for the game. I don't think it bothers me at all. And as a player, like, you know, Barron, I mean, the cold weather doesn't really bother you. It's when it starts getting real windy. That's the toughest thing. I know, speaking from a quarterback's perspective, but it can be, it can be 10 below. As long as the wind's not blowing, we can survive it. So
it's all it's all effects of global warming, Greg.
Yeah.
It's all effects of global warming.
Hey, Greg, speaking of how tough it can be in a windy game, specifically on the quarterback position, playing quarterback in the NFL, I love Peyton Manning. I mean, I just love the way he plays the game. How impressive is it with what he does and the command he has of football in the game? How impressive is that from an NFL quarterback perspective?
Well, just his command and the way he keeps defenses off balance is just so incredible. I mean, a lot's been made of the way he uses the word Omaha, you know what I mean? But if you actually watch it week in and week out, that Omaha means something different every week. So it's really, I mean, the way he gets into the minds of all the defensive players is just nothing short of amazing. The way he changes cadences and the way he gets the ball out quick so he doesn't allow the defense an opportunity to get their hands on him. His anticipation's as good as anybody that's ever played the game, and his location and consistency is remarkable. So, you know, he's one of my favorite players of all time. He's one of the best guys I've ever met. Just really a great person and obviously a tremendous player. And you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing him compete against the best defense in the NFL, according to the stats. So I think it'll be a great game. I'm really looking forward to watching it.
Former Alabama quarterback Greg McElroy. Greg, does Peyton have to win another Super Bowl to put an exclamation point behind being the greatest of all time?
Well, I think that's up to a lot of different people. That's up to personal opinion. I think he's the best quarterback to ever play the game. We've been fortunate, you know, in this generation to watch some of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play with Tom Brady doing what he's done and Drew Brees. I think it's really, really amazing, the quality of quarterback play in the NFL right now. We've been able to watch a lot of guys growing up there. Troy Aikman is one of my personal favorites but I think so much of it has to do with what you do with the weapons around you and Peyton and Tom and Drew and all those guys. They've all done such a good job over the course of their careers of consistently getting better and consistently challenging each other, consistently improving. I love Peyton Manning. I love Tom Brady. I love Drew Brees. I love watching those guys play. So it's been a real treat to be in the NFL and be able to look across the sideline and see them. I'm really looking forward, like I said, to see Peyton compete and seeing how the game unfolds on Sunday.
Former Alabama great quarterback of the 2009 National Championship team, Greg McElroy. Greg, got to let you run this morning, brother. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you joining us. Have safe travels back to Dallas. Hopefully the Snowmageddon doesn't weigh you down. Before I let you go, though, got to get your prediction there on the Super Bowl.
Well, I think it's going to be a tight one, and I really think it's going to be low scoring, especially if the wind gets blowing. I think both teams will try to establish the run early, and I think it's important to see who comes out and starts fast, because playing from behind in those conditions could be a little bit tougher. But I think the Broncos win a nail biter. I just think it's Peyton's year. You see the way he's played. It's just, you know, I think Seattle's fantastic, but sometimes it just seems like it's meant to be, and it certainly feels that way when we're watching the Broncos right now.
Greg McElroy, former Alabama quarterback, appreciate the time this morning, buddy, and safe travels to you.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one. That's Greg McElroy, 7:50. We'll take a break, come back, put the finishing touches on Houston and Huber.
This is Houston and Huber on the new Tide 99.1
and Tide 99.1.com.